Fairy Secrets, written by Gwyneth Rees and read by Sophie Ward.
Chapter 1. This is going to be the most boring holiday ever, Ellie's older brother David complained as their train came to a halt at the station where they had to get off. But Ellie wasn't listening. She had already spotted their aunt, who had promised to meet them at the railway station with her car. It had taken several hours on the train to get this far, and now Ellie couldn't wait to get outside.
"Hi, Aunt Megan!"
she called out excitedly as she stepped down onto the platform. Aunt Megan was their dad's older sister, who lived in a small village in South Wales. She wasn't married and didn't have any children, and she had always doted on David and Ellie. Aunt Megan looked the same as ever, with her slightly old-fashioned hairstyle and her sensible but colourful clothes, and Ellie ran to her straight away to give her a hug.
"Don't bother helping with the bags or anything, will you?" David grumbled from behind her.
"Oh, David, what a big boy you're getting," Aunt Megan exclaimed, which was what she always said when she saw him and which never failed to make him cringe. "It must be at least 2 years since you were here," she added as she helped him with the cases.
"It's 3," Ellie corrected her. "I was 6 and David was 11, though we only stayed for the weekend then."
"Is it really that long since you were here? You're getting so grown up travelling all this way on your own."
"It wasn't that difficult," Ellie pointed out. "Mum and Dad put us on the train, and all we had to do was sit in our seats."
"Yeah, though they were fussing so much, they obviously reckoned we wouldn't even be able to do that without getting into trouble," David added dryly. "Not that Ellie would dare get out of her seat in any case. She'd be far too scared in case somebody spoke to her."
Ellie scowled at him. Okay, so she knew she was shy, but it didn't help to have him make fun of her because of it. "The car's just over here," Aunt Megan said as they walked into the station car park. "It's a bit of a drive, as you know." Aunt Megan lived on the edge of a village in a beautiful valley, and Ellie had been looking forward to coming to stay ever since their aunt had invited them. It was the first weekend of the summer holidays, and their mum and dad were flying abroad tomorrow and would be gone for a whole week. David had wanted to stay at home alone, but he hadn't been allowed to. David climbed into the front of the car, and Ellie got in the back. At first, Ellie tried to join in the conversation from the back seat, but it was very hot in the car, and she soon nodded off. She didn't realise how long she had slept until she woke to find that they'd stopped at a small petrol station. It had "Owen's Garage" written on a big sign outside, along with something in Welsh that Ellie didn't understand. Ellie remembered the garage from their visit 3 years earlier. It was on the main road that led into Aunt Megan's village. She was about to point out to David that they were nearly at their destination when she noticed he had fallen asleep too. Aunt Megan was standing beside the car chatting to the old man who was filling up their petrol tank. This was the only garage Ellie had ever been to that wasn't self-service, though she remembered her aunt saying that all petrol stations had had pump attendants in the old days. Ellie reckoned the old man must be Mr. Owen, the owner. She yawned and was about to wind down her window to get some fresh air when she thought she saw something moving inside the garage shop. She stared for a bit longer, and yes, there were definitely 2 yellow things flitting about on the counter. Curious, she opened her door and climbed out to go and take a closer look. "Are you all right, Ellie?" Aunt Megan asked. She nodded, stepping quickly past her aunt and heading for the open door of the shop. There was an old-fashioned till on the counter, and something yellow and fluttery immediately disappeared behind it. She hurried over and peered behind the till.
"Wow!" she cried out,
because there, hovering in the air, supporting a bar of chocolate between them, were 2 fairies in yellow petal dresses.